So, the Bible passage that we've just watched is Matthew 14, 22 to 33. So if you'd like to have a look at it with me, you can find it on page 981 of our church Bibles. Jesus has been surrounded by people wanting to hear his teaching. If we look back in this chapter, we can see that he's just fed about 5,000 men, plus more women and children, with just 5 loaves and 2 fish. A miracle. Jesus needs some time alone to pray. Let's just read again what happens. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You have little faith," he said. "Why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Peter often gets criticized for the way he behaves in this passage. I've read that some think he lacked faith. Even Jesus asks him, "Why did you doubt?" And we know that Peter both said that Jesus was the Son of God and then later denied knowing him at all. Peter is human. Peter messes up. I quite like Peter. I think that Peter actually shows great faith here. I think that in the middle of this storm, fighting the waves and the wind, the disciples are consumed by their circumstances. They can't see anything else. They can't think clearly. They think they see a ghost. Well, they've been sent out to cross this lake. They're stuck out there in the middle of the night fighting this storm, and the boat will probably be wrecked and then they're all going to drown. What else could go wrong? Oh, a ghost. Great. It is worth noting, though, that all of the disciples were doing what Jesus had told them to do. They were all trying to be obedient followers of Jesus. They listened to his teaching. They did what he asked. Yet, still, the storm struck. And for a moment, they all forgot whose they were. I wonder if this might sound familiar to you at all. Angeline, do you have your stick? It's an odd request. Could I borrow it for a moment? I wonder if this sounds familiar to you. I'm not making this up as I go along, I promise. Okay. So. I'm really worried about my daughter. I just don't know what to do to help her. She's really struggling at school. And my dad's not well. He's got to have a big operation. I just, I don't know if I can be there to help him and do everything else that I've got to do. And my friend's marriage is in trouble, and I really should be there to support them, and I really don't know if I can just carry on with all of this. And I'm struggling at work, and I don't know, should I carry on? I really just don't know what to do. I just can't see a way forward. And now my sister's not very well. I don't know what else. Oh, it's just so hard, isn't it? I just can't seem to find the right thing to do. And surely nothing else can go wrong, can it? Thanks for the awe. I wonder if you've ever found yourself in a difficult place, one of life's storms. Maybe a health issue, a difficult relationship, a difficult decision to be made, an uncertain time ahead. I wonder if you've ever been in a situation where all you can see are the difficulties and you feel like you're getting nowhere and you just don't know what to do for the best because those waves just keep on coming. In this passage, Peter is the only one that sees that it could just be Jesus. He's still surrounded by the storm and his terrified friends, but he has hope that the one he's been following and learning from, the one who he has seen performing all these amazing miracles, could be walking towards them on the water. Jesus, is that you? Yes. I love the little bit in the video we just saw, just after Jesus tells Peter to come and he looks at his friends, maybe for moral support, only to see them shrinking back from the edge of the boat. Get out of the boat, you must be joking. Are you mad? We're in enough danger in here without jumping into open water. I know that I can be a bit like that sometimes. Sometimes it feels easier to stay in one difficult situation because all the other options look much worse. Peter recognizes the need for Jesus. He gets out of the boat and begins to walk on the water, but as he glances away from Jesus, he sees the waves and he feels the wind buffet him, and then suddenly that's all he can see and he begins to sink. Again, I've read criticism of Peter here. His faith wavered, he took his eyes off Jesus, he was terrified, he doubted. But, here again, I think that Peter shows great faith, because his reaction to going under is to call out to Jesus to help him. Peter knows that Jesus is the only one who can help him, and he knows that he will. Peter doesn't try and scramble back to the boat. He doesn't call out to his friends. He calls out to Jesus. I like Peter. Peter's human, like you and me. Peter makes mistakes. But what Peter realizes is, it's better to be with Jesus without the boat than it is to be in the boat without Jesus. Jesus wants us to be close to him. He doesn't promise anywhere that life is always going to be calm water and sunshine. There will be storms, people. Big ones. Jesus didn't say to Peter, get out of the boat and the storm will stop. He just said, come. Jesus knows that we will glance to the side and see the waves and feel the wind. He knows that we are going to get consumed by our difficulties sometimes. He knows that sometimes we might lose sight of him. He never loses sight of us, though. He knows we can't do it on our own. He won't leave us. I have a picture that I look at often. I look at it a lot, if truth be told, when life gets too difficult and I feel like I'm drowning. I've got it saved on my phone. Those of you who know me have always, got my phone on me. And I wanted to share it with you today. I love this picture. If life's difficulties, life's storms are overwhelming you, or there's something you need to make a decision on or move forward with, but it feels impossible, just look up. Jesus said, "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid. Come." Take his hand and he will pull you up. Verse 31 says, immediately Jesus reached out his hand. The storm might not pass just yet, but believe me, it is better to be with Jesus without a boat than to be in the boat without Jesus.